Strong distinction drawn between what we call Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard, to the extent that the Ashkenazim who came to Spain refused to adopt Nusach Sfard. They kept Nusach Ashkenaz as their Nusach, even though the Sfardim had been there first and the Sfardim controlled the synagogues, etc. But in real terms, the Ashkenazim took over the community. If you go today to Toledo, you have the ancient synagogue of the Rosh is still standing. Today it is a museum of the Spanish government. For many years it was a church. For four centuries it was a church. It was only in the Spanish Revolution when the anti-clericalist forces took over for a while and attempted to destroy the church, so they took this church back and they made it a museum, and it has remained a museum until today. But if you'll go in there, you'll see the Hebrew psukim in the filigree along the ceiling, done beautifully, and it's been that way since the 1200s. One of the most beautiful examples of Moorish architecture that exists. That was the shul of the Rosh. That's where the Rosh was in Toledo. And his son, Rabbeinu Yaakov, is famous to us for two great works. One work is called the Tur, Tur meaning the row. What he did was he codified all of Jewish law in four sections, in four rows. And his system of codification is the one that has been accepted throughout the Jewish world. In other words, Maimonides codified it in 14 different sections. But Maimonides' series of codifications was too sophisticated to gain wide popular acceptance. And when Rabbi Yosef Karo will come to write the Shulchan Aruch, 200 years later, he will write it on the basis of the codification of the Tur. He will follow the same order of the Tur. The four areas are as follows. The first one is called Orach Chaim, the way of life. That area deals with the laws of everyday life, so to speak. Davening, Shabbos, Yontiv, Tzitzis, Tfilin. Those are the laws of Orach Chaim. The second section is Yoredeya, which deals with the laws of Kashrus, and deals with the laws of interest, of Ribis, deals with the laws of Nida, a woman during her menstrual period. It deals with the laws of Avelis, of mourning. Those are the two sections that are generally required to be known in order for a person to receive rabbinic ordination, at least those two sections. The third section is called Choshen Mishpot, the breastplate of justice, and those are the laws of the courts, the laws of evidence, the laws of business, the laws of inheritance, of partnership, of money, of damages, torts. All of that is included in Choshen Mishpot. And the final section is the Even Ezer, which means the rock of support, and that deals with the laws of marriage and divorce and the relationships permitted and unpermitted between men and women. Those are the four sections of the Tur. Now you will notice that he eliminated from his codification of Jewish law anything having to do with the land of Israel. There are no laws of agriculture. There are no laws regarding animal sacrifices. There are no laws regarding the temple. Because it's not that they gave up, that they were ever going to return. It's just that the book was written for an audience that had its hands full. And therefore only those matters which really were necessary, which pertained to their lives, were included in this. This book, the Tur, together with the Rosh, together with the Maram Rotenberg, together with the Orzarua, read.